Hello and welcome to another episode of the Data Center Frontier Show podcast. I'm Matt Vincent, Editor-in-Chief with Data Center Frontier, here today with my colleague David Chernikov. And the purpose of today's podcast is to interview Adam White-Kunis. He's president of MILDAM Public Relations, and we're going to be talking about MILDAM's new data center community relations practice. So welcome, Adam. Thanks for joining us here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk with you, and congratulations on your recent milestone with the 10,000 downloads. That's great.
Thanks for those congratulations. You know, I mean, like I said in the post, I mean, they sent me a badge. I figured I'd post it. People seemed to like the post, but it's they certainly like the podcast based on those numbers. So thank you for that. But let's talk about the data center community relations practice. You know, I liked your press release that you sent out, you know, and data centers PR problem is something that we've certainly covered a lot here at Data Center Frontier, going back to, you know, Rich Miller's coverage. And, you know, it's top of the news practically every day. Of course, we've been covering stuff that's happening in Virginia with the Prince William Gateway, and I know that these issues are also very alive in locations like Arizona and Oregon. So let's really just talk about the community data center community relations practice, because it certainly seems to you know, serve a purpose that is very germane at this moment, and at all moments really in the data center industry. But you know, how'd you come up with the idea, and how's it been going so far? I wanted to also ask you if you've been working directly with developers, but I'll kind of let you get into it, and David of course can jump in with questions as we go.
Sure. So this is actually something we've been talking about, the community aspect, for a number of years, probably going back to maybe 2018, 2019. I think we did our first blog on it. I have a background in public affairs and politics. So I started seeing what was happening and how more and more data centers were moving into suburban areas and kind of dealing with the pushback from there, or, you know, anticipating pushback from those communities. And, you know, so that was, and then some of the recent activity in the last couple of years really got me thinking and got us thinking here about how can we help the data center industry with this, and use our background, which, you know, we started MILDAM almost 20 years ago, and we've been primarily in the data center space since the beginning of the company. Coupled with my political and public affairs background, I thought that, you know, we could provide a service to help these companies overcome some of the obstacles they're facing. And I think, you know, it kind of has to be looked at in a different way, more like a political campaign than a strict PR and community relations aspect, and really finding cheerleaders at the local level to help get those developments across. You know, simply in a lot of these suburbs, which, you know, that are more and more affluent, where the data centers are going, you know, reducing the property tax burden and other, you know, incentives really aren't going to move the local communities. So the industry has to come up with some other ways to navigate that, I think.
Right. You talk a lot in your materials, you know, announcing the practice, about building coalitions and establishing partnerships with third-party organizations such as chambers of commerce. How goes the fight in those areas?
Good. I think that, you know, in addition to some of the standing organizations, I think one of the other items that's going to be equally important is having individual community members forming coalitions with them. So having on the ground folks in the community speaking on the data center developers' behalf, you know, because the people in the community don't want to hear from, you know, the developer necessarily on how great the project's going to be. They don't want to hear from any consulting firms, stuff like that. I think if it comes from the local community members, then you can, you know, have a list of items on why this is beneficial to the community. I think that's going to push things a little bit further and make it a little bit more seamless. There's always going to be pushback, but I think there are strategies that the industry can employ to help, you know, avoid some of those pitfalls.
Absolutely. I know that when I was watching the hearings at the end of last year on the Prince William Digital Gateway, when they got the approval and it went on for 17 hours or 27 hours. I don't know how long it went on, but it was like that long. And, you know, in the wee hours of the morning, you know, the people who were for the data centers were still getting up to the podium and talking about how they actually wanted it, you know, wanted the development. And that was powerful. So to your point, David, you want to jump in with a question?
My main question, Adam, was the Data Center Coalition basically says this is what they're doing. That's a big part of what they claim they're trying to get done. Now, granted, they don't seem to be having a lot of success. So how do you plan on either working with the Data Center Coalition or, you know, incorporating what they're trying to, the message they're trying to send?
Right. So from what I understand, the Data Center Coalition is kind of an industry-wide organization that speaks on behalf of the industry. Our service really works with individual data center operators and developers to put tailored programs together for each locality. So instead of kind of a broad message for the overall data center ecosystem, we'll be working with developers, owners, operators on their immediate needs in the communities that they're going into. So it's kind of a tailored approach based on each geographic area that the companies are going into.
Well, we're making any effort to just make sure that both you and the DCC are on the same page with how this should be dealt with.
I haven't spoken to anyone there, but we're definitely open to, you know, collaborating, and, you know, we don't want to, you know, step on anyone's toes, anything like that. But I think that from what I understand, you know, I think that our service offering would be a little different. I kind of view them more as an advocacy organization. And I may be off a little bit on that, but that's kind of how I understand how they operate.
Well, I just wanted to get that out there.
So, Adam, can you tell us, I don't expect you to name names, but how many developers slash operators are you working with at this time since the launch of the practice?
So we're currently working with two right now, and then we have a number of proposals out to other organizations too. We just launched this, I think it was mid-January when we went out with it. So we're just kind of getting started and growing the practice and speaking to people and kind of explaining to them what this is all about and, you know, why it's important, especially, like I said, as more and more development is going into these suburban areas.
Yeah. So how does that process work? I mean, does it kind of start with the developer or the operator? You take on a developer as a client, and then you go in there, and I mean, how do you start bridging the gap between the developer and the community, and establishing that the program for the PR?
I think that's a really interesting point, the whole timing of all of this, because a lot of times before the companies have made a formal announcement or have talked about moving into a particular area, they've already filed, you know, paperwork with the local officials and all of that. So that information is getting out there ahead of them. So yeah. I think there has to be a strategy where they're able to kind of get in front of, you know, and it's usually a lot of local business journals and other papers in the area that are digging through all these filings and pulling that out.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a big timing issue there where the companies need to get in front of that. So when they know they're going into an area, Kind of look at the timing on that to get out number one in front of it. And then I think the other important thing too is, you know, getting the pulse of the community. So putting together, you know, town halls, putting some surveys together would be another thing just to get the pulse. And then I also think identifying individual folks in the area that would be cheerleaders for the project. And I think this kind of goes back to what I mentioned about a political campaign, getting that coalition together of individuals to help drive it to the finish line. I think that's going to be a key ingredient going forward. And then I think also looking at other incentives besides, you know, the argument that's been used for a while, you know, the property tax revenue coming in and all of that. I think as we get to these more affluent areas, we're going to have to examine the incentives that the industry's talking about.
Absolutely. I'm just kind of, so will your TR practice here in this area of data centers, will it always be a kind of a behind the scenes sort of thing, or
go ahead.
No, it's that was the beginning of a question. If you're prepared to answer it, I'll leave it there.
So I think, you know, ideally, yeah, we don't want to be the face of the development and all that. We want the local community to speak for that.
Yes.
But there are, you know, there'd definitely be areas where we would come in and, you know, run a town hall meeting and, you know, speak, get input from the community, put together surveys, that sort of thing. So kind of there would be a number of components to it that would, you know, require us to be on the ground interacting with the community. But at the end of the day, we want the local community to be the main cheerleader for the project, I think is going to be important. So, and we wouldn't, you know, help manage that coalition too, I think. So it would be, you know, there'd be exposure from that standpoint, but we don't want to be the face of the project. And I think that would, you know, backfire in many cases too, if, you know, it was some firm from far away coming in, kind of telling folks, you know, what to do.
Yeah. So as you've started working with developers and getting into communities, I mean, what has been the climate so far that you've found? I mean, when you show up and, you know, you tell them that you're, you know, trying to build coalitions and do a grassroots, you know, campaign, you know, for data centers in a community. I mean, you know, what has been the reception?
I mean, I still think there's a lot of education that needs to be done on the overall community. And I know we've talked about this before, but, you know, there are, you know, people are bringing up noise issues and environmental and all of that. And I think, you know, that we have to come up with some talking points to counter that. At the end of the day, though, I think, you know, folks are willing to have a discussion and be engaged and learn more about what's going on. And also it's important to note that, you know, all of the, you know, their day-to-day activity, whether, you know, email, web surfing, you know, forming their own coalitions to stop the data center, all that stuff is going through a data center. So I think that, you know, there are some important arguments to bring forward there.
Have you had enough experience yet to say, oh, broadly, these are the three most common complaints we're hearing from communities?
I couldn't speak to that quite yet, since we're still in the initial stages of this service. So I don't think I could speak to that right now.
Okay.
I mean, so going back to a point that you made earlier about sort of trying to, I mean, when the developers that you're working with, I mean, obviously they've recognized a need where they're going to be developing data centers, that they need to try to get in front of the PR issue. So, I mean, is it usually, so far, has it been the data centers coming to you looking for a solution, or are you sort of reaching out to them saying, hey, you know, I can offer an extended angle on are you trying to get ahead of this problem that they're all trying to get ahead of? I mean, is there a chicken and egg aspect to
so mostly it's been us doing outreach to a lot of the large players, and just because this is a new service offering and there really hasn't been much discussion in the broader community, data center community, about community relations. It's kind of taken a back seat. A lot of, we all know that the data center industry has operated under the radar for so many years, hasn't really wanted to talk about it. But now that's changing, I think. So I think that our main thing, too, is educating the community on why community relations is important. And then step two, tailoring a campaign for each community that a developer is going into, because, as you know, different attitudes throughout the country and all that. So you really have to pinpoint where the community's at and the best strategy to take within that community relations campaign.
Yeah, as you look around the country and the issues that communities are concerned about, I mean, we could, not to get too facile about it, but I mean, obviously in Virginia, in Northern Virginia, it's just about, the amount of data centers that they already have and the problems with power and transmission lines and really just finding the space. And then, if you go across the country to Arizona, they're, very, top of mind is stuff like water consumption and this. So, I mean, as you look around the country at the different issues communities are concerned about, is it usually the same set of concerns that you're addressing, or do you find a lot of variance from
so I think
place to place?
yes and no to that. I think that there are some broad issues that come up, noise, energy, kind of those types of things. But then as you, look at places like Virginia and further up in the Northeast, I think there's a whole conservation aspect there. People not wanting the land to be developed.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you're in southern New Hampshire, correct?
Yeah.
And I think, if you look at the suburbs around there and then go closer to Boston, there's a huge component of conservation and, saving the open space. So yep. I think that that's a big part of places like Virginia and the further you go in the Northeast. And then you have some of the broader concerns like noise, pollution, and all that. I think, there was a recent case in Virginia, that was solely focused on conservation was the biggest argument from the local community. So I think that that's something that's going to have to be looked at too, and how companies come up with a strategy to deal with that. Because that really hasn't been, I don't think the land has really been a big issue over the last few years. I think that's come up recently. It's been more of the other traditional arguments that we've heard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, definitely. I mean, on the land and the location aspect, we've definitely been covering how data centers are turning up in, new places around the country where you wouldn't have thought, even 5 years ago, like, AWS is in Mississippi and Google is now in Indiana, so, I mean, it's, so your point is very well taken.
And that kind of goes back to, too, where the tax, property tax and other income coming in from the data center, really may not work in those cases. So, how do we overcome that?
Right.
Because those people are willing to spend money in many cases protecting that land. So, offering them additional property tax revenue or other incentives may not work. So that has to be thought about also.
Yeah. David, were you going to jump in?
Yeah. How concerned are you about finding yourself getting in the middle of not the data center versus the community, but the community versus their own politicians?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a concern. I think in many cases you have local leaders that are, pushing the projects and the local community members are opposed to them. So I think that that's something that has to be looked at, and you know, we definitely have to, find a way that we're not stirring up a hornet's nest between the local office holders and the community members. You know, that's not our intention. And as I mentioned before, we want to, you know, find leadership within the local community to help push these projects over the finish line. So that's really important, and we're very, you know, sensitive to all those different aspects and the, you know, what the pulse is of the local community.
Think you can put us on your calendar for a year from now so we can go back, revisit this conversation?
Definitely. I'd love to. Yeah, and I'll probably have learned a whole lot more in that time. And
be very curious as to what you've learned over the course of a year of doing this.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you put us on your calendar for the next 10 years, you know, so we can figure out, you know, when we get down to small modular reactors, because then it's, you know, an extra hurdle, you know, it's like data centers, but also nuclear power, which I think, you know, it's not a stretch to say that the data center industry is going to need nuclear power. I mean, you know, not tomorrow, not next year, not 3 years from now, but, you know, so, I mean, do you... Are you even now in your discussions with developers, are you anticipating and talking about such things? I mean, probably you're talking about stuff that's ready to happen on the ground right now. But, you know, as I've talked to people, lots of times when I talk to people in outside of the data center industry, you know, people think, you know, that there's always going to be resistance to nuclear power that is prohibitive. But, you know, I just think in the new world that we're heading into that, you know, data centers are going to need nuclear, you know, at some level, along with all the other power generation solutions.
But I think with regard to nuclear, there's going to have to be a separate kind of educational component just on nuclear. You mentioned the word and people get scared. So I think there's a lot of work to do just in that area there. But we haven't been in conversations with any kind. We haven't been had any nuclear conversations with developers or folks in the local community yet, so that hasn't come up specific to any of the projects.
I wouldn't expect, but well, we're getting down to the end of our time here, and also you know, we are going to have to catch up again and keep this conversation going, just you know, as we come up with more questions and as more things occur within the industry. It's going to be great to have you as a resource, as somebody who's on the ground there in the arena for development and construction of data centers. But any closing or final words, you know, thoughts to leave us with here for this conversation, Adam?
Yeah, I just would suggest that all of the developers, you know, have, you know, put community relations plans together for each of their projects. Think about the timing on when the news might get out or when it might leak, kind of keep that in mind too. And then kind of related to this is, you know, crisis communications planning is kind of another component that ties into this. So I think would be a final thought I'd leave you with. And thank you for your time. It was great chatting with you, and I look forward to staying connected.